Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick and JP with you. In case you missed it, coming up in about 20 minutes. In case you didn't hear Katie Pollack's 2020 there, initially we thought Darius Garland, Jalen Tyson, and Jared Allen will be playing tonight. Well, now Darius and Jalen will be playing, but no Jared Allen. He's got the finger strain. That includes other guys out tonight, Max Strus, obviously. But Luke Travers, Chris Livingston, and Sam Merrill are also out.
Okay, yeah.
How do we feel about this as it relates to cupping?
Well, you're still 14.5-point favorites, I think. I don't think the line even moved at all with Jared Allen in that news.
Mm.
14.5-point favorites against an Indiana team that seems like they're basically just dead in the water. It's amazing what can happen when you just take Halliburton off that team. You lose your first and your third best player on that roster, and it really does just zap a team that was in the finals a few months ago.
Yeah, I still don't understand why Miles Turner went to Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's just kind of sad.
And by the way, I don't really understand what Milwaukee's going for with Miles Turner, like a nice player, by the way, but kind of fit a lot of what Indiana liked to do. I don't know how he fits next to Giannis.
Well, but just think about this from like a Pacers fan perspective. You had the season that started off last year where you were under 500 in basically the start of January, and you left that season what you thought was going to be like, all right, this season stinks, but maybe we're growing, and then just you hit this turbo boost. And you're off to the races, and then game seven, your best player gets injured, and then we just talked about Miles Turner, and you just kind of feel like you're just kind of stuck. You're in this placeholder of a season, and you know there's better things on the horizon, but you're also thinking to yourself that you're just kind of screwed for this year. Like, it just kind of, I don't know, it kind of stinks for a fan base that just felt like they hit the pinnacle last year, and it all happened so fast and so quick.
Because of the Halliburton injury, because of the way the last two, does anybody feel like the last two NBA champions are just kind of meh champions? Like, between 2 years ago's Boston team, who had every considerable break you could have in the playoffs.
They had some breaks, but they were a worthy champion.
How so? They didn't really beat anybody in the playoffs.
I know we're going to go back to that because it's true. We can't rewrite that part of history. They went through what might be one of the easiest Eastern conferences to go through, but they set scoring records that season. They were, and now it might not have been the style of basketball that people liked, but the three-point barrage that they had, not only I think is worthy of having a spot in NBA history, but between Tatum and Brown, they were going to win one eventually. Like, I don't look at that as some sort of fraudulent team. And even the Thunder, I mean, people are wondering, there's a legitimate bet that you can make on, it's either FanDuel or DraftKings, one of them, whether or not the Thunder will win three straight titles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the odds aren't crazy. Like it might just be that we had the first year of what turns out to be a dynasty. I don't know that I'm seeing it that way necessarily, because I think there are so many good teams, but I don't think we're going to look too like horribly in the like, oh my God, I can't believe those two teams are the ones that won.
Yeah, but I just, maybe it's because I heard people cheapen the Cleveland championship, saying because of Draymond's suspension, you got to put an asterisk next to it. Which was dumb, because that was one of the 73-win team and everything else.
Yeah, well, you can call out Bill Simmons on that. Simmons was just being an adult, being.
But I think it's funny that then Bill's team, his favorite team, is like the weakest champion we've had.
Bill
in a decade.
Just remembered that. He remembered the whole finals experience just so ass backwards. That was the problem I had with the clip. Like, game five, again, 41-41 by Kyrie and LeBron, you dominated that game, and you won by 15. If Draymond was on the court or Draymond was off the court, that wasn't going to make a lick of difference in that game. Like, I hated that part of rewriting it all. I really did. The Cavs dominated Game 5. You dominated Game 6. Like the thing people don't talk enough about with that series, none of those games until Game 7 were particularly close.
I just think it's been two straight paper champions. And again, it's not that the teams, because I think you make a good point, between Brown and Tatum, SGA being the MVP, get it. It is the path. I think the path to a title is what makes you a champion. Right? Like, I think it's the dumbest thing in the world if you discount the Cavs because they beat every team in their conference considerably, and then they beat the best team, best regular season team we'd ever seen in history. That, you cannot refute that. It's one game suspension for Draymond or not, you cannot refute that. The last 2 years, I feel like it's really, and by the way, I don't think it's going to be much easier this year. I think with all the guys that are out, if I think it's, what, 56% of superstars are actually playing right now or have played this part of the season.
Yeah, now you got the Giannis injury. Now you got the Wemby injury.
I think if we're talking 56% of the superstars are active and healthy for the NBA playoffs, even if the Cavs win, there's going to be an element of like, well, this is kind of a watered-down era because nobody's playing in the postseason.
I think we got to get comfortable with the idea that at some point with one playoff team, if you make it all the way to the NBA Finals, there's going to be one playoff round where one of the superstars, kind of like what happened to the Cavs last year, where it's like, all right, Darius is injured, but he's trying to play through it. Who else can possibly be injured on this team? You're going to have one, maybe two rounds of postseason where it's like that. So it does feel lessened. It does feel lessened.
Kaka.
I agree with that.
Don't love it.
Well,
now,
Kaka, okay.
Speaking of Kaka, Michael Porter Jr.'s appearance on the Ball in the Family podcast has made a lot of headlines for the wrong reasons.
It's a good name for a podcast.
It is good.
We've had a lot of names for podcasts pop up, by the way. We did not discuss the idea that Brian Baldinger's podcast name was, is it the greatest football pod?
Yeah, the best football pod.
Imagine
going
on somebody else's pod as Brian Baldinger and being like, now with the best football pod, here's Brian Baldinger. Like, you're almost enticing a fight, are you not? Like, I'm telling you, my pod is better than the pod that I'm going on.
I think if you have an ego about having a podcast or a radio show, you're probably a ridiculous human being. So you're right, because it will happen, because that's all this business is. Like, music radio, honestly, most of those people are salt of the earth. Sports talk, all of us are psychopaths. All of us have wild egos. I think I might be one of the more humbler guys in this business.
And when you say that, it takes it all away, does it not?
It does. Well, I'm very humble. I'm also incredibly good-looking for a fat man. But even I can be an egotistical monster at points. Now, but the Ball in Family. Ball in the Family. We nailed it. When he's not diminishing women's basketball, Michael Porter Jr., now with the Nets, don't know if you remember, he actually, now with a team that doesn't exist or doesn't really matter, talked about tipping and how tipping culture is out of hand.
If you're spending $3,000 on a meal, you shouldn't have to tip $600 to me.
I could get like a $400 meal and I'm only giving a 10 or a 20 on how you was on that night. Like, that's how I rock, for real. Unless I really like, you know, I'm trying to flatter, I leave a little hundo out there or something.
So you leave 20% every time?
Yeah. Standard.
Y'all boys different.
Now, the second guy that popped in there was LiAngelo Ball, who, honestly, you're the least ball. All right, you're the lesser ball. You should start tipping well. Yeah. No, you don't want to be like the guy that didn't do anything in basketball and a cheap a-hole. So just for LiAngelo Ball, you're going to have to be better. I see why your baby mama left you as soon as she announced she was pregnant.
Oh.
You're a problematic human being.
Well,
now,
geez, I don't know about that.
Somebody has to break through to him. All right? Somebody's got to tell him the truth.
I see why your baby mama left you.
As soon as she announced it. Yeah, as soon as they were like, we're going to have a baby. And she's like, I'm not going to be there. She went full
Magic Johnson.
Yeah. Well, not full Magic Johnson.
Well, you can't go full Magic Johnson.
It's a partial Magic Johnson.
Although I do think Magic's a good tipper.
Also, anybody that says to me, what an a-hole. Well, you know, to me, I don't. Like, I've never heard something, you know, to me, and then a very sensible take. It's always, I know I'm being a dirtbag, but I'm going to say to me, and then it'll seem like, well, you know, it's just how I grew up. Nah, if you can afford a $3,000 meal,
yeah,
a $600 tip really is not significant.
Well, you got to call that one just added into the price anyway. That is the, when you go out to eat, that is the cost of doing business. This is, as a former server myself, I get it. I do. Like a $900 meal, you're like, wait, 20%? I still have to tip off of that. But there are rules to this too. If you have a $3,000 meal and $2,500 of it is wine, then historically 10% is supposed to be off the alcohol sales, and then you can go the rest off the food. That's in fine dining. That's a known thing. That's an accepted thing. But
now, is that just even something within that, you've created?
No. I worked in fine dining. This is the deal. Like if you have a $3,000 that was my summer jobs as a teenager. I worked in fine dining, and like, so if you have a $3,000 bill,
it's Grammy
but Pat it's
there.
Mama Pat did not go.
That's not the only thing that was fine when Mama Pat was around.
She would have enjoyed it very much.
If you were there, she would have enjoyed it quite a bit.
All right, the point is Michael Porter Jr. sucks. Yeah. Like, you're trying to justify even the $400 bill for like a $10, $20 thing. Also, you just kind of suck as a human.
Why do people tell on themselves for being a-holes?
Well, they all like laughed about it and like got in with the idea of like, oh yeah, we all do this pretty crappy thing and not taking care of waitstaff. Like, that's not great, guys.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Michael Porter Jr.'s made a...
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
$160 million to this point in his career. I believe he's got another 100 plus to go, and he'll probably get another contract after this. And I just can't imagine flexing.
For some people, though, money doesn't change how much they tip in any sort of way.
No, and that's so, fair. Like, but I think almost, it's the bragging that irritates me.
It's the bragging that should irritate you out of this. I mean, think about it. Like, no tip in Pippen was a thing because everyone knew Scottie Pippen didn't tip. Mm-hmm. LeBron.
We used to get stories.
We have all sorts of stories about LeBron being an awful tipper.
Yeah, during the whole Miami year. Remember, we were here for 3 of the 4 Miami years. And anytime LeBron was in town, we took calls and somebody's like, I waited on this guy in Fairlawn. Now, since then, I do not remember a single call. Since the title, I've not heard one person talk about LeBron not tipping. But yes, it used to be.
That's because he doesn't pay at all for the meals anymore.
That's true. Everybody won a championship. What are we going to do here? I
like the idea that he exclusively eats at, like, it's like, I know one of the restaurants he goes to when he does come in town, and it's like it's one of his buddy's restaurants, and I'm like, he just only goes to restaurants he knows will just be for free. Imagine giving a check to LeBron James. Couldn't be me.
I will tell you this.
Couldn't be me.
I'll tell you this. I think as a society,
could definitely give a check to Michael Porter Jr.
Now,
though.
Unless there are money issues, like if somebody can barely afford, I mean, I think everybody remembers times where you could barely afford a night out, let alone anything else. But if you can afford, if you're an NBA player, if you know somebody who has the means and they just refuse to tip, I think we have to start unfriending these people and like publicly do it. I think we need shame sessions. Where we just publicly, when you're at the
shame boards.
Yeah, you're out in public.
One of those sandwich boards,
and you're like,
to just
hey,
say, I suck
in
at tipping.
Here. And he goes, all right, and he throws like a $5 bill in on like a $1,000. I think you just immediately get up and yell, shame! Shame, non-tipper!
I'm cool with this.
Because I just think at this point, like, if you're bragging about not tipping people, again, if there are money issues, I can bend on this a little bit. But if you know somebody's got a fair amount of cash and they just don't tip and then they brag about it, I think those are people that we need to like put on an island and give them their own kingdom of a-holes.
Okay, but here's why it was extra stupid. You don't go on the podcast and say you don't tip. You go on the podcast and say you're a great tipper, because then every person that waits on you in the future is going to be bending over backwards because they think that great tip is coming. Now, because they know that you're an awful tipper, guess who's get the slowest business and the slowest service you'd ever see?
Mm-hmm.
Like Michael Porter Jr., I'm sorry. Yeah, you want your steak? You want it to come any time that is anywhere close to when you ordered it? Maybe don't do this. LiAngelo Ball? Yeah, I know you wanted some extra good service.
Yeah,
there.
The only thing is,
we don't care. I got other people that's going to actually take care of me.
One piece of flawed logic here. If someone would have to recognize who LiAngelo Ball is while waiting on him, before then being like, you're going to get slow service.
Yeah, that is tough.
Yeah. Now, Michael Porter Jr., you know him enough, especially if you're in the Brooklyn area. 216-474-0092. Let's see. Real Xavier P saying, I think y'all are wrong. A $6,000 meal should include paying the staff.
Well, so that's the next step, is they're just going to put the gratuity on there by themselves. So they're just going to be, you know, like a party of six, party of eight. You just get to throw the gratuity on there anyway. They're just going to do that up front with them.
Well, I think his argument is we should be talking why restaurants can charge $6,000 for a mean and not pay a living wage. Why should the customer pay their wages? That's the issue. Well, one, you don't know how much that waiter makes. So
fine dining in, especially in some of the bigger cities, you can make low six figures and make a really good living. And so I get what he's saying. Like they should pay more of an actual like hourly wage and shouldn't be so dependent on tips. Because that's not really the system that we've set up here.
Also, doesn't give you the right to chintz somebody because, well, they should do better. They'll make you whole. No, they really won't. That's not what they're going to do. The person's just not going to get money.
Right.
In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.